Welcome into the show, Geekaholics. On today's show, we'll talk about more changes to the Zelda timeline, the Federal Trade Commission taking a closer look at in-game loot boxes, and our experience and advice on cord cutting. If you're short on time, we'll have timestamps in the doobly-doo, but we suggest listening to the whole show.
Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast, with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter, and with me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Not bad. What's going on today?
Not too much. So, on today's show, I think we have a lot of good items to talk about. But before we get really into it, I just want to touch base on a few things that we've been saying on social media and a game we like to play here on the Gentleman Geek Podcast. And that is the beer game. And what we've decided to do is to make ourselves better. Any mistakes that we confirm that we make on the show, we get a beer, an error beer point. And when you get up to 6, that's when you can cash in against the other person and collect your bounty of brewery beer.
I'll be collecting mine soon enough.
So, not so fast. Currently, we're at 2-2. So, we're tied up at 2s. I'll recap in the newsletter and the show notes on what those errors were, but you can actually review the last newsletters and see exactly what was the minor corrections that we have sometimes. But getting into it, let's see here. Actually speaking about that, let's get into it.
Yeah.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Boom. That is our new intro. I hope you like it. Drop a comment if you don't. I don't care. So the first topic we're going to talk about is the some news coming out about something we have talked about prior, the Zelda timeline in relation to the rumored show that's going to be coming out on Netflix.
Yep.
And that is that the end, or they made, I'm sorry, they made a change to the Zelda timeline. Now, we discussed on a previous episode, the change that they made was every end, every single branch where it ends is the Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
Now, I haven't yet played Breath of the Wild. Have you played through the whole game yet? Is there a whole game? I heard this game is like so expansive that it's just
really expansive. I haven't finished it, but game is excellent. I think part of the reason why I haven't really finished through it is just because I haven't really had time to really sit down and just finish through it. I've been busy with a lot of home projects and and car projects, so it's been keeping me from getting my kid duties as far as getting my game on. You know.
Sure. So. I think this is something that might be a little bit more telling for the series that's coming out, right? So,
yeah.
I think that I took the Majora Mask line of things where it's a little bit darker, Twilight Princess.
Yep.
It doesn't matter now, really, if all things going to lead to this. I guess it could still start at that branch and kind of go down and end with Breath of the Wild. But it's more likely than not, it's probably going to be just Breath of the Wild and on.
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, they really haven't said much about it. I did hear rumors and speculation of an HD remake of Skyward Sword possibly coming out on the Switch. I did hear that. Didn't get to play that.
Yeah, I didn't get to play that one either. It was on Wii U, right?
Yeah.
You told me about that? Yeah. Yep. I did not get a chance to play that because I didn't own a Wii U.
I heard it was good.
Yeah.
And I believe they consider that to be like the first entry, like the beginning point.
Oh.
of the timeline.
That was added into the timeline. Was that switching the timeline as well? Or is that just they kind of... Oh, wait. Breath of the Wild came out, and I think they modified it.
They modified it, yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah. So that's our thoughts on just touching base on something we previously talked on, and just wanted to touch base on it again to kind of put a little bit of closure to it.
Yeah.
Also kind of spin the rumor mill again to say maybe we change our mind on where we think it's going to lie now.
Wow.
Because it does seem a little bit easier to just start fresh if they're going to end all at Breath of the Wild and then jump forward after that.
Well, maybe it'd be cool if it was a mixed bag of everything, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And it might... Actually, that's pretty brilliant. If they put out multiple seasons, maybe they'll do multiple branches of it and just do this branch, and this is how they all tie in to Breath of the Wild. That's a really good point. So we'll go on to our next topic, and this one was actually kind of out of left field, at least for us, because we don't follow the Federal Trade Commission.
No.
So... News broke late last week, that in-game loot boxes are going to be under investigation. They basically want to see if it's a form of gambling. So every game has loot boxes now, right?
For the most part, but I mean, how is it gambling?
Okay. So let's think of it as our kids. Our kids jump onto Call of Duty.
Yep.
They pay a certain amount of money for that fake currency to then be able to purchase one of the loot boxes. And it's not guaranteeing them an elite weapon or an elite...
Yeah, but even still, you're not getting anything monetary out of it.
You're not getting anything monetary, but to a kid who really wants that epic skin or epic...
That's still not really... You're getting digital content. I don't understand how, personally, I don't think it'd be gambling. I mean, gambling is you pay money, you take a risk of putting that money up with the benefit or possibility of getting double or triple your money back. That's gambling.
Sure. Okay. I see what you're talking about. You're talking about as
monetary aspect.
Yeah. So you put money down, you can win something back.
Yeah.
Okay. So my point is that you are putting money down, and you have you're not really purchasing something.
I can see that. Okay. I know where you're going with this. Yeah. It's a gamble of what you will or won't get.
Correct.
Okay.
And
yes.
The prize or the carrot, right?
Yeah.
Is that elite skin or that something hard to get skin or gun or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're investigating. If there's some kind of skewing of the percentages, so if...
Of course there is.
Right.
It's that all of those in-game purchases are angled towards them getting more money.
Exactly. And... Okay, so that's the carrot, right? So we're going to make it 0.0001% chance that you get X item.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make it 0.5 or 50% chance of getting this other item. So you're more likely to get that same item over and over and over and over again. That, to me, might be screwing kids that are just taking mommy daddy's credit card
Hey, you're making in-game purchases. You're getting screwed. Sorry.
That's right.
I don't make in-game purchases because...
Right. We don't because we're not dumb.
It's stupid. I already paid my $60 for the game. I'm not dumping any more money into to playing the game.
Correct.
Unless it's an expansion.
Correct.
That's going to guarantee me more play of the game.
I 100% agree with you. I don't make any in-game purchases. Most games will allow you over time to earn those things, whether random chance or whatever.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm perfectly okay with waiting for that.
I will take my chances and wait for the possibility of getting that random drop.
Exactly. So, So I do hope that a lot of companies are found to have abused or manipulated this. So maybe that it goes away, maybe, or even that there's a mass refund. Maybe it's more so in the mass refund.
Are you thinking like a class action lawsuit?
That's the way these things always go. PlayStation had one. Yep. I'm sure Xbox had one at some time about doing something with the stores and the, you know, migration of the actual Microsoft currency to the US dollar type stuff. I'm sure those are coming. But I'm hoping for a mass refund because that would be fantastic. So I'm sure I made some dumb purchase way back in the day when I was younger. But I kind of hope it's, I mean, in one sense, it helps developers more money in their pockets. They can do better DLC, yada, yada, yada. But yeah,
well, that's fine. But guarantee the player something.
Yeah. Make it so that it's even odds to win something, or let them select the item in the store.
Even if it's 50-50 odds.
Right. Right.
At least it's, you know, you gotta, right. That to me is kind of a more of a fair crack at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, you know, 0.00001 right. chance.
You know that the most epic of item is that percentage.
Of course it is.
And they're going to find that out. And I think once they do, they're going to determine that it is actually gambling. Like, no question in my mind that they're going to come back with a 100% agreeance that it's gambling. Because it's, okay.
Well, let's think of this aspect. Yeah. If it does turn out to be deemed as gambling.
Yeah.
Is it really that much worse because it's gambling? Miners are gambling.
That's what makes it way worse.
Because now I understand why they're making such a big deal about it. Because I didn't think about that.
Right.
The aspect of miners.
Right. It makes it so much worse that it's miners. Because they don't know that they're gambling.
No, they've got no clue.
They think it's just an item. Pay $5, get 5 loot boxes. Okay, I didn't get what I wanted. I'll wait next week for my next allowance, and boom, it's gone. So it's not even like screwing the parents over. Say the kid gets an allowance, and he's just spending it over and over and over again on this thing. That's going to lead to gambling addiction later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just get 5 scratch tickets down at the convenience store. Boom, 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 boom. You know, oh, blah, 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 blah.
All losers.
And I think...
Give me 5 more.
Exactly. Oh, those are my unlucky ones. Give me ones that... Is there any that end in 33? Because... Anyway. Old tactics. One of the other points I wanted to make was fantasy football just went through this.
Yeah.
Big cases, I think, in both Arizona and New York with their... what are they called? Attorney generals.
Yeah.
So, and the way that they got around it was... It wasn't considered illegal anymore to spend money into these pools for stuff like that because they consider it skill-based, okay? So you have some type of input into the game that allows the user. So it's more like
but actual football pools are considered gambling. Yes,
those are. But fantasy football in its own right is not, like daily fantasy football and stuff like that.
Okay.
Those weren't considered gambling because you're actually, there's... in-depth research that you can do and pick players and that aren't hot, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's still luck, but there's some skill element to it. And that's how they got through with it. With loot boxes, there's no skill. It's a computer program. You pay for a box and you get randomly rolled something. And who knows what the algorithms behind the scenes are. It could be even worse than 0.0001%. It could say on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're not going to let this item drop.
Yeah.
Buy all those things, you know? And then maybe on Saturday you have a chance and don't even try it on Sunday because the chance is so small. So
yep.
Just weird stuff like that that I do hope they find and they crack down on it and maybe they get rid of it. I'm more hoping for a mass refund though.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. So did you have anything more on that topic?
Nah, I think that pretty much covers it. Okay.
I agree. I think that more than covers that. We'll follow up on the story. I'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on it just to see what happens with it. Because I am kind of interested to see what might the punishment be and how is that going to steer the industry, right? How would they get their little microtransactions?
Well, hopefully it steers them right away from it.
Yeah, I know. Just put out a good game. We'll all buy it. We'll all love it. And then move on to the next game and build out.
Preferably a good game that doesn't require a massive update at launch.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
I'm not name dropping any particular games.
I will. Call of Duty.
I was trying to be nice.
Really quick, when you're a father and you work a bajillion hours and you have no time to play and then you come home and you finally get that like 2 hours of gold time to play
and then you sit down to a 10 gig update
and you I can't tell you how many times my wife has come downstairs watching me just look at a loading screen. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm waiting for my game." And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I just walk away from it because I'm like, "This is." And there's auto updates and stuff like that. But my
console has to be on.
Right. Right.
The only reason why I get half my updates is because my console is at my main TV where it's constantly getting use.
Right.
You know.
So we'll leave that topic there. I'm sure we'll come back to that one because it's good. It's got a lot of meat to it. So,
oh yeah.
touching base back on the
a lot of fat on that bacon.
That is for sure. So we'll get into our next segment, which is our mailbag.
Mailbag.
All right. So carrying on from Mr. Yurkovich, was nice enough to send us a magnitude of questions, which was great. And yep. We explained in the last episode that we're going to kind of dish them out a little bit slowly.
Pick away at it.
Pick away at it. Right. So the first topic here is, or the next topic, I should say, is cord cutting. So he wanted to see our standpoint or our views on cord cutting, how we got into it. Where do we limit ourselves? What might be the best approach to it if you're just starting out? So I'll throw it over to you, Andy, first. When did you decide to, what triggered you to go, I guess, as much cordless as you are now? Why don't you explain how cordless you are now? Well, like, what did you cut?
Well, I don't have cable. I haven't for a long time. It's been almost 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Well, you pay all that money for cable and there's nothing really on. I mean,
right.
I couldn't see the point in paying all that extra money. I mean, back when I first moved out on my own, you could get a cable package for $30 a month. And
right. Yeah, the packages were what made it a big deal.
Well, yeah, it was reasonable back then. And then to get phone and cable, it bumped it up to like $100 a month. And then if you wanted to add internet, you were talking, I just couldn't see the point of paying almost, you know, $150 a month.
Right.
In.
Right. No, completely. And that's what how I started out is the wife and I started playing the game, which was we had cable for a certain amount of the promotional period.
Yeah.
You know, it'd get us down to like maybe $1.30.
But that was back when they would let you roll back into the promotions.
Exactly. But
they don't let you do that anymore. And exactly. That is what pissed me off and made me cut the cord. That was your trigger.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. When I wasn't allowed to renew my promotional rate, that's what made me say, you know what, screw you. I'm fine, cancel my cable, you know.
Right. And the game that we played was we entered the promotional, and then what we would do is we would go to DirecTV after that, and we get their promotion.
Yep.
And then the best thing ever happened, because DirecTV would sign you up to a 2-year contract, and they would heavily screw you the second year. So the first year, 12 months, you get a great rate, you know, great everything. And you get some free packages with that HBO, NFL ticket, blah, 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 blah. But the good thing about it is that Charter started, or cable, Charter, whatever, they started to buy out contracts.
Yep.
So what we would do is we went from cable to DirecTV. They would buy out our contract, and then we go back one more time to DirecTV and just live out the span and actually save us a little bit of money, not much.
Yeah.
But that's a hassle. Why should you have to go through the rigmarole? You're a paying customer for X amount of years.
That was the point that I tried to make with customer service. with Charter was, okay, I've been a customer of yours for over 15 years at that point. Why is it that I can't get promotional pricing when I'm the person that's been, you know, supporting you all this time? And, you know, I understand that you want to draw in new customers, but you need to take care of the people that have been there
right
the whole time.
Correct. I mean,
you know, when we do promotional stuff at my work,
mm-hmm.
we don't say new customers only. We extend it to everybody.
Exactly.
Because that's good customer service. Right.
It's ethically correct.
Yeah.
Instead of putting someone, a whole group of people in the box and saying, sorry, guys, you've been with us for over 1 year, even past 20 years. We're not going to give you anything.
Yeah.
If they made a reverse type discount where it was like, okay, you've been with us for 5 years. You know, you get the first 12 months promotion, but you've been with us for five. We're going to start rolling back a little bit now.
Even if it was a percentage.
Yeah.
Just like a 2% discount for a long term.
Right.
You know, I would be okay with that. Yeah. You know, like I would be happy with some form of a discount mm-hmm. for saying thank you for being our customer.
Yeah, 100%. You know? I mean, how much money would they... it's always in business, we always learn that it's always cost more to gain new customers. Always,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
The reason is that because you give heavy discounts.
Well, not just heavy discounts, but you pay heavily into marketing and advertising.
Yep. 100%. But to retain your customer, it could be a lot cheaper and it might be a little bit more profitable if you try something where you give like a rewards program or something.
Or maybe just capitalize the market in Central Mass and...
There you go. And then screw everybody.
Yeah, and don't give anybody options.
Right.
Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
So those are our trigger points. This is why we cut the cord. So what did you do first? Obviously, we both kept the internet. That's part of the cable cutting thing.
Yeah, internet. So I went from...
let's try that. Did you try HD antenna or did you go straight to like streaming services?
I went straight to HD streaming services.
Okay. Yeah.
First couple of years, I had nothing.
Yep.
I had internet, I had phone, and that was it. I had no TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Stone Age, you know.
Yeah.
And then Netflix came along, signed up for Netflix, because mm-hmm. at that time, to stream Netflix, it was dirt cheap.
Right. It was $7.
$7 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a no-brainer.
Yep.
You know.
It's up to $12 now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which stinks, but they have a lot of good content on it.
There's good content on it. Yeah. And, I mean, lately I find myself more on Amazon Prime
mm-hmm.
than Netflix lately, only because they have more video game-related content.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
There's a lot of shows on there that I like to watch on Prime that are okay. real good.
Yeah. So I actually tried HD antenna. I did. I was like, you know, I'm cutting everything. I'm getting out of here, blah, 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 blah. I was only able to get Telemundo.
Yep.
So where we live, it's kind of hilly and we're about 40 to 50 miles away from any major networks.
Yeah.
And I got really good antennas. Like I reviewed them up the wazoo, and it just
didn't work out. What mileage range did you?
120.
And you got nothing but Telemundo.
Well, everywhere I've lived, apparently, and you can use what is it called? I'll put it in the newsletter, but it's like antennadummy.org
yep.
or something like that, or antennahelp.org, something along those lines, and. It helps you. You put in your address, it sees your coordinates, and actually tells you how well you do in your area.
Really?
And where I currently live, where I used to live, poor. Because I'm either in a valley or yep. below things or the trees.
Just too far away.
It really wasn't ever a distance thing. It was more just visibility to the towers. Just didn't work out. I'd have to put in, it lets you say how high you want to put the antenna to be able to reach it.
Yep.
So I'd have to put it like 150 feet up in the air.
Cause I know my friend has a old school antenna
yep.
and they pull, I want to say 8 to 10 channels out of Providence.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Where they are.
Yeah.
And they're pretty close to us.
Yeah. No, I've tried, mine's as big as like, you know, like the old school clotheslines.
Yep.
That's how big one of mine is. And it's a good HD antenna. I actually got it. For Mr. Yurkovicius, he will not take it back because he doesn't work at his house and it won't work at mine. I'm like, dude, you gotta take this back. And he hasn't taken it back yet. The wife is not happy with that, by the way, Mr. Yurkovich. Just, it's just sitting in my garage right now.
Was he given to you?
Yeah, he gave it to me. He just said, here, take it. It doesn't work. He calls it the X-Files edition because it's so big and just, it looks like a big arrow. And it's got, it looks like a stingray, you know, thing. So that's the biggest one I tried. It just didn't work. Again, I only got Telemundo. So I went to streaming services as well. The Netflix, the Hulu, and everything like that. And we tried to go cold turkey at the beginning. And the one thing that we missed the most was the local news. But you can stream local news off their websites. You know, some stations allow you to do that. But we like the World News as well. So unfortunately, they don't stream that one.
I mean, a lot of the stuff you see on the news is nothing but heartbreak.
Yeah, and death and just stuff you don't want to hear about.
I don't want to hear about anyways. The only thing I really care to hear on the news is the weather. And I can get that off my smartphone app. So I just...
Yeah, I think another thing too is local sports. Just watching the Patriots. I enjoy watching the Patriots. I could go without, but why? I mean, I work for nothing at that point if I don't have.
Part of my problem. I mean, obviously, you know, baseball. If it wasn't for working full time, I would be all about watching baseball.
Right. You can't catch a game when it's at, you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon when you're at work, or 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, not just that. It's staying up till 10, 11 o'clock at night every night.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I think one of the other reasons why cutting the cord is so good is, or beneficial or fun even, you can take it on your mobile device in most cases. And you can take it anywhere you want. You can't do that with cable. You can do that with cable on their app, but I don't want to spend $60 a month just to be able to do that when I can spend $12 on Hulu Hulu without commercials, or Netflix or Amazon Prime throughout the membership thing and get all the extra benefits that you get with that. I did find something with our current provider. I saw a flyer and I was a little interested, and it was advertising to streamers. It said, package your cable, you know, for $9.99 per month with your internet and still get that discounted rate on the internet. And I'm like, oh, this looks good.
Yeah.
So I called, I inquired about it. They said, oh, that's not available in your area. I was like, excuse me? What do you mean it's not available in our area? They said, well, no, that's only in the cities and things like that, blah, 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 blah. We're not currently offering that to out-of-market areas. And I'm like, cancel my service now. What is that? You're not providing it to everywhere? So basically, I got to the, what do they call it? Some department, the reconciliation department or something like that?
Yeah, I wound up there. I wound up there just shortly after when we purchased our first home. So when I transferred my service to my new home, it was no problem. At the time, I was running my own equipment. I had a Motorola surfboard combination.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah,
combination modem and Wi-Fi router.
Yep.
So we move into the house, and Charter comes, and the technician refuses to use my equipment. Apparently at the time that was Charter's new policy, but they didn't tell me that when I transferred my service.
Right.
So I had issues with the technician. The technician told me that I had an overpriced paperweight for equipment.
Oh no, they did not.
and you know, which Charter runs Motorola surfboards.
Right.
My modem was the same modem that they use, with the exception of it had a built-in Wi-Fi router.
Right.
So I wound up going back and forth with Charter for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Going back and forth about my own equipment.
Yeah.
I had added, when we moved into the house, I added home phone.
Yep.
Get
you in that bundle.
Yep. And it got to the point where I got so mad, I told them to cancel.
Get me out of here.
My cancel my account.
Right.
Those weren't my exact words. There were many expletives
right.
in between.
We won't see those here.
No. So after talking to probably about 12 different people, mm-hmm. I get sent to
Reconciliation. Yeah.
You know,
which is just a lame, they must
it's
hate
a lame
life.
Name.
Yeah.
So finally, this person, you know, says to me, you know, why are you canceling? You know, and mm-hmm. I tell my whole story. She says, well, I can do that for you.
Yeah. It's the,
I say, okay, well,
why didn't they? Yeah.
Why did I have to go through this whole circle jerk?
Right. They want to see how much you want to fight to get it. That's why. And the people on the front lines are probably just these curmudgeon-y people who just hate life so much they don't want to make you suffer.
But
as
at
well.
The time, my issue wasn't their policy.
Yeah.
My issue was when I transferred my mm-hmm. my service, I was not told that was their new policy.
Right.
That was my issue.
Right.
If I was told that yep. when we were moving.
Yeah. All you need is what? The Doxus 2.0 or is it 3.0 now?
It was 3.0 at 3.0, the time.
Yeah. Then you just give them the serial number on the bottom. They link it up. I've done it before.
Yep. That's exactly
what
we did
that day. Their
policy
changed and that's not right that they didn't broadcast that. You know what I mean? Like, how are you supposed to know as a consumer that they're not doing that anymore? Sorry, that's your problem, not mine. I have the right equipment.
Well,
service me.
But let alone the fact that I had literally just bought that
right.
that setup, and they activated it
yep.
2 months right. before I moved and transferred my service.
Right, right. So the my thing with the reconciliation department was I complained about that, obviously. They sent me there after a while. And basically what they did was they hooked me up with 20 channels for $20, plus gave me the discount on the internet. So technically it was still worth it, because if you don't have the discount on the internet, it bumps up $20 anyway. So I was like, fine, whatever. And they gave me like HBO for a year. I'm like, fine, whatever. I got to actually cancel now because it's out of the promotional period. So I'm just going to cancel cable altogether at this point.
Yep.
Maybe I might try to call and get them to do it again, because I do like the local channel so much. But that, yeah, that's one thing that
They won't budge on the promotional pricing. I'm gonna warn you on that.
They probably won't.
They won't, because I tried to get the promotional pricing for the internet.
Yeah.
And I was basically told the only way that I would get that would be to add cable to my package.
Okay. All right. Well, that option's out. So let's get into some warnings when you're cutting the cord. So basically, you don't want to go full out and subscribe to too many services all at once, because once you reach a certain point, you're going to be paying the same amount as cable, and you're going to have a bunch of overlap.
Yeah.
So a bunch of shows will either be overlapped, or you'll have the same content, or maybe not the right content. You'll have Hulu, but maybe you don't care about network television. Don't get Hulu. You know, they have every single service now. Even YouTube has classic movies. They'll free movies to watch, whatever like that. So yep. YouTube's a great option. They have a paid service as well too for live TV and whatnot, which I've looked into and it seems all right. I think some of our friends have it. Haven't really asked them if they liked it or not, but that's also an option. Because then you can play on your Xbox, you know, you can play on your consoles. And that's another thing that's good about streaming, is you can play on most anything that you have electronic. But another warning is the trials. This is more of a benefit, I guess. Try out the trial periods. See if you like it before you jump in. Usually they'll give you about a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Usually it's 1 week free.
And then account sharing. We're going to get into benefits now, because that's really all I had to do was warning, was don't get too much into it. Like, don't buy, don't.
You have to be very careful with account sharing.
Account sharing is scary. It's not scary. I think they're going to start busting down on it, because
it's frowned upon. You're really not supposed to.
Right. You're not supposed to. People do. Not saying that I do or that you do.
No, I personally don't. Only because I think they're going to crack down.
They're going to crack down hard on it. I believe you are correct. But there's people who will trade things for other things, and it just becomes a big thing. And they will crack down. I don't see how they're not going to crack down on this yet. But that's another thing. A la carte service, for the most part. You basically have to cater your entertainment to what you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Netflix is losing Marvel and Disney, which is kind of sad.
Yep.
That really stinks, actually, because I might actually have to pick up Disney Plus.
Well, you're going to have to.
I don't know. I got the Disney Now app that you get if you're a subscriber through your cable provider or DirecTV or whatever, or satellite provider. But I wonder if they're going to just push that in there and be like, listen, you can subscribe if you want it. That would be devastating to me because that's what I push on my kids.
Not having any access to Marvel or Disney content, I mean, to me...
Yeah.
I mean, it's really...
What's left, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, anime series are good. You got me into Castlevania. That's a really good series.
It is a good series.
Yeah. So there's a growing number of options, which is also good. You know, they had... was it Crunchyroll for anime?
Yep.
Right? I think did they stop that one?
No, it's still going.
It's still going. Okay. The mobility we already talked about, that's also another good thing. The price, it doesn't tend to increase yearly like cable and DirecTV or cable and satellite.
No, it's every other year.
Yeah, there are like Netflix increased. I wonder what they're going to do now that they're losing a bunch of content. But they have a whole bunch of original shows that they need to produce and pay for, so I understand that.
Yeah, but half of it was Marvel.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. So we'll see what the future holds for these things. I mean, Sling TV's out there. That's a whole bunch of network TV and cable shows or television on that. Most of the things, though, with us people out not in the cities, they don't have our local news on those things. I know that they promote that they have local news, but it's not for us.
Yep.
It's people in the cities, their news and stuff like that. So,
yeah, there's plenty of other services like Vudu and Crackle.
Yeah, Crackle. Yep. Crackle. What did they start? They started that Cars with Comedians. With Seinfeld. It started on there, but I think it's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix now, but I didn't know it was on Crackle.
It started on Crackle as free, just him doing his thing and just driving around with
kidding. I didn't know it started there.
Yep.
But I've actually watched through all of that.
They're pretty good.
They're all pretty good.
It's like the best way to interview somebody is just to put them in the most easy to... You're stuck in a car and you're talking naturally.
I thought the Dave Chappelle... interview.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one?
No, I saw.
It was really good.
Tina Fey. I saw Tina Fey's, and I love her. She's hilarious. But hers was really funny.
Zach Galifianakis's was good. I didn't
see that one either.
Yeah,
I got to catch up on them. I'm putting that in my queue. I got to catch up on those because they are really, really good. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to cord cutting?
No, I mean it's pretty much. You're just watching your wallet, you know? I mean, it's...
Well, another thing, too, is a lot of the networks are catching on to this and they're starting to put out their own things. It used to be tied to your subscription with cable. I see them cutting ties with that eventually and making it truly a la carte. Like, you have to choose which network you want and pay a premium for that, which is scary for us as the consumer.
Well, look... I come from the golden age of television where you paid a flat fee and you didn't get raped on extras.
Isn't that a benefit of the cable industry itself? Is that they took all these networks and put them together
back
for
in the
one
day,
viewer to watch?
Back in the day, you could get a basic cable package.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had tiers. They had different tiers.
That's right, yeah. Silver, gold, platinum.
Yeah, I mean, you had basic, and then if you wanted more, you paid more.
Right.
I mean, and that's, to me, the way it should be. You know,
yeah, I agree.
I shouldn't be forced to have to get over 100 channels
if
I don't want them, and I'm not going to watch them.
Right. I agree. I completely agree. But yeah, that's pretty much all the notes I had on cord cutting. You got to do it. I mean, it just makes sense. If you're savvy enough to contact these people and try to get your price down, do it. Start there.
You know,
if you can't win that battle, look into streaming services and just being happy with the content you have. There's so much content out there to have and absorb. You can never fully consume all the content that's out there nowadays.
The good old days of getting them to give you your promotional pricing over and over and over again are long gone.
Long gone. So, I think with that, do you have anything else to add?
That's pretty much about it.
All right. So thank you guys very much for watching. We do really appreciate you guys watching us, the comments, everything. If you want to get at us, it's gentlemangeekpodcast@gmail.com. And our WordPress site is gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. You can find all of the subscriptions there that you want or that you have for your podcast pleasure. Peace.